Unfortunately, not good. You know, Friday's the big monthly jobs number, probably the biggest number of the month, and it's always on a Friday. And, you know, we kind of have a string of preliminary data that kind of helps us try and figure this stuff out for Friday. So this morning we got the payroll company's ADP report, and it was very weak. They were estimating only about 38,000 new private sector jobs being created in May, and that's kind of a shocker because the expectations were about 175,000. So we saw a quick dip in the market in the futures early this morning. We also got the Challenger survey, which kind of tracks layoffs, and it showed, you know, a 4.3% cut, which is better, but that's not anything great either. So tomorrow we'll hear a little bit more about the weekly jobs data, but I think everybody's still kind of on pause probably until the 8:30 a.m. Friday numbers, and we see what they have to say.
And we're hearing from retailers?
Yeah, we are. You know, if you look at the big numbers, May sales were year over year up 4.8% according to retail metrics. If you kind of bleed through it, you know, the consumer's pretty important. They're 70% of the economy. They're still spending out there, but especially on the high end. But we also saw the likes of Costco up almost 11%. BJ's did well because people are looking for cheaper gas. If we look at Nordstrom and Saks, they also did pretty well on the high end. Nordstrom up 5.7%, Saks up 7.2%, and also seemed to be less pressure on kind of the intermediate sort of companies, mid-range, like Target, Walmart, JCPenney. Macy's was up 7.4%. They did pretty well. Limited Brands and Victoria's Secrets was up 6.4%. And probably the lowest I saw was Gap, down about 1%.